This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Jurors in the murder trial of abortionist Kermit Gosnell heard testimony from another late-term abortionist Monday that Gosnell used 500 times more digoxin than recommended for fetal demise. And they heard from a medical examiner who spent 5 days cataloging evidence taken from Gosnell's abortion clinic in Philadelphia. The media blackout of the Gosnell trial continues. A photograph from the courtroom is being circulated on the internet and is at lifenews.com. It's a picture of the area reserved for media representatives during the trial and shockingly shows rows of empty benches. Twitter, however, is seeing as much as 100 pro-life tweets per second on the Gosnell trial. A 10-year-old girl was called to the principal's office and incredibly whisked away and detained without food or water for 20 hours. Her name is Annie. Her father, Zhang Lin, had exposed Chinese government corruption. The story is sparking outrage throughout China. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. At a recent White House press briefing, spokesman Jay Carney was kept busy offering the phrase "no comment." He was asked to comment on the Gosnell case, and in light of recent discussions of infanticide, was asked about then-Senator Barack Obama's opposition to an anti-infanticide bill in the Illinois State Senate. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.